It's easy for countries to dismiss religious persecution if they're not being confronted with it face to face. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll tell you how persecuted Christians and other religious minorities were given a platform this week. And then, what do plants have to do with the gospel in the Middle East and North Africa? We're going to tell you in just a moment as you find your place in the story. We're starting, though, with a look at the U.S. State Department, which earlier this week put a spotlight on religious persecution with its first Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom. Around 350 political, civil, and religious leaders listened to stories from Christians and others who've been targeted for their beliefs. David with Heart for Iran was at those meetings.
Yesterday, we heard an amazing story of a woman who escaped from North Korea four times and was kicked back into North Korea, tortured, persecuted for becoming a Christian.
Heart for Iran appreciates the U.S. highlighting religious freedom, especially since Iran does not.
If you're born as a Muslim, you're not allowed to change your religion. You're not allowed to have a conscience of your own that leans towards Christianity or any other religion for that matter. And so that ends in people being put in prison, people being tortured, not just in Iran, but all around the world, when there's not religious freedom.
The takeaway? Would you ask God to strengthen believers who are suffering for their faith? Next, your prayers are also needed in India. Lawyers are bringing charges against 17 men for the sexual assault of an 11-year-old deaf girl. Rob Myers of Door International says deaf children make easy targets for predators.
They don't have anybody that they can tell if someone's taking advantage of them, and sometimes they don't know what's okay and what's not okay because nobody's ever taken the time to tell them that.
Whenever Door's deaf church planting teams bring the gospel to a community, they connect with deaf people who are living in isolation. And as the teams learn about situations like this, they become advocates and help shine a light on injustice. So would you consider doing the same? Prayer is the first step.
There are many other children throughout the world who are living right now in these same situations. So first of all, pray for God to intervene, for the people who are taking advantage of these children to be found out, for community leaders to be bold enough and courageous enough to bring these people to justice.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Monday is World Day on Trafficking in Persons, a reminder that slavery still devastates lives. Donna Glass of India Partners says children in the red light districts of India are no exception.
You'd be witness to beatings, and you might actually be subjected to those yourself. And you live in the fear that, especially for the young girls, that as they get older, that they might end up in this same enslavement that they witnessed their mother going through.
India Partners is a ministry whose vision is an India rich with hope, justice, and compassion. That's why India Partners has safe houses that provide education, safety, and health care.
The children who've gone through this, who are in the home, you know, they dream of being teachers and nurses and doctors. And in our boys' home, they dream of being engineers.
And Keith from Operation Mobilization shares how the Go Grow Planters research is being applied throughout the Middle East and North Africa.
We built a system a couple of years ago, an integrated greenhouse with some cooling and some other integrated features that displays a small-scale rooftop farm in a large city in the region. And it's actually right above a restaurant where all the food is delivered on a daily basis.
So the technology provides low-cost food security while also preserving precious resources like water.
Also, we believe it's impactful because this is a way in which we can spend, support, sustain missionaries in sometimes very hard-to-reach places and sometimes hard-to-sustain places. Often some of the most difficult places to maintain one's witness.
By using this technology, doors are opening for Christians to build relationships. And it's through relationships that they can share about God's goodness and why they believe the gospel. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.